Alice Miller's book, For Your Own Good, is one that I've wanted to spend more time with during these shows. And so that's my intention at this point, is to read together that first chapter of For Your Own Good, Poisonous Pedagogy. Because we are at a critical juncture where the story must change and our human energy must be reclaimed. So we have to free that energy up where it's stuck. And she explains how that happens. And to begin to do that, we need safe spaces, as reclaiming our human energy globally is based in reclaiming our within. And how do we do that if not coming together in discussion with a dual purpose of understanding global power and internalized discipline, the inauthentic false self, in order to upend both of them? And while there will be inevitable infiltration, if we do our planning of these spaces right, we can nullify that tactic. Sisters and brothers, we've been discussing the two sides of our dilemma, which is our containment under class, the outer and the inner. The outer from the inner derives its magnitude, 'tis duke or dwarf according as is the central mood, Emily Dickinson told us. And we've been thinking, where, at what point does the reclamation of the true self, that self capable of becoming soul-sufficient, start? And with Emily's guidance, we've turned that spotlight on the internalization of global power. Global power without is premised on global power within. And we've noted that as we reclaim our within, we get targeted, which is again why we need safe spaces for doing our planning. We have to have each other's back. They count on being able to pick us off one by one. And I can testify that they can actually do that with multiple people in a house, and that's the fact. What makes a space safe? Safe for the envisioning and building of a new world without coercion. Put practically, no agents, no infiltration. But as that's not possible, is there a way to design a space, a project, such that the very act of participation in it builds it, moves it toward its goals? And if so, what would that design be? What helps to realize the goal of a world premised on individual self and soul sufficiency? I think we should modify Kropotkin's advice. He told us that freedom is always the best solution to the problem of gaining our freedom. If we want a world with no coercion, a space that's safe would also be premised on the absence of coercion, beyond fundamental agreement on the end goal as the purpose of our participation.